This one, to continue the previous one, the study guide to, well, you know, I share this book for free. Sending around links to friends who should be interested in these topics. Because they are really very central. In this Vaishnava knowledge that you find there in the Srimad Bhagavatam Bhagavad Purana. Again, not just for curiosity's sake, but it's life-changing. Now, as I expected, some don't even look at it because they think it's about astronomy and planets and things like that. Science, which is boring. Some read it the way you sometimes read books. Yeah, another book. Okay. I'm interested in the topic, so I browse through it. Yeah, I know that. Yeah, well said there, or not so well said there. Someday proofread. Just look at the language. But, and some understand it differently than what I meant to say, what I am saying, then 1, 2, here and there, get it. And I can see it because they light up. They look inspired. They're smiling. And some are going like, yes, of course. That's how it is. And you know, when I wrote this, that's how I was sitting thinking to myself while discovering all of this as I wrote it. And still, after finishing writing and reading it myself a few times, because that's what you need to do when you publish and produce a book, the knowledge there, which again is simply compiled from the Srimad Bhagavatam, keeps giving me new insights in my life about reality, the world, how it is, how it works. That at first, and sometimes to Westerners steeped in Western materialistic thinking, may even at first seem too fantastic to be true. But then you have it from so many sides, it's just so clear, so universal. You get it from science, you get it from the Indian Vedic, Vedantic tradition. You get it from other indigenous people from all over the world. It's there everywhere. But first and foremost, it's there in the world around us. And in us. It's there in our very lives. And makes a difference for us. And how we can deal with the world, how we can find ourselves at home in the world again, how we can find the bigger world, expand our view on what the cosmos is, what the world is, to see beyond this black space with matter in it. That we visit in this short life, in this body with five senses, to see the bigger world, the worlds, the three worlds.